All right, so today we're going to deep dive into nature altars.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think this is something that a lot of our listeners are going to really vibe with.
Yeah.
I've got a ton of great source material that you sent me, and
Yeah, it's a
it's a
lot.
lot, but it's all really, really good stuff. And I think
Yeah.
this is going to be something that is really going to speak to a lot of people because, our listeners are really into DIY, spirituality, and just like the outdoors.
Totally.
I feel like a nature altar is like the perfect.
Just like all of that in one.
It is.
Yeah.
It's all of that in one little package.
Yeah.
So before we even jump into all the cool stuff that we're going to talk about, I think it would be helpful to maybe just like give a real quick overview of what we're talking about when we say nature altar.
Totally.
Because I think there are a lot of different interpretations of what that could be.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a nature altar is really just a space, a dedicated space that you create to connect with nature, and it's really personal and unique to you and your connection with the natural world. So it could look like a lot of different things.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that it can be as simple or as elaborate as you want it to be.
Exactly.
I was reading one of the articles that some people literally just have like a small collection of stones like on a windowsill,
Yeah.
and that's their nature altar.
Slay.
And then other people have like this, multi-tier display with like candles and crystals and all these different
And the
elements.
seasons, bringing in the
The
season.
seasons, yeah.
But it's all about, it's not just about throwing a bunch of nature stuff together. It's about intentionality. It's
Right.
about, why are you bringing these items together and what do they mean to you and what are you trying to cultivate in this space?
Yeah. And I love that, you're talking about intentionality because I think it's so easy to just get caught up in like the aesthetics of it.
Totally.
And, I was thinking about this as I was reading through the articles and I was like, okay, so why would someone want to create a nature altar in the first place? Like, what is
What's the why?
the point?
The why?
And I think for me
Yeah.
personally, it's about creating like a little sanctuary, like a little space where I can escape the noise of the world and just reconnect with like the peace and beauty of nature,
Totally. Yeah, and I think that's a big part of it for a lot of people. It's about creating this dedicated space for connecting with nature, and it doesn't have to be this big, thing that takes hours out of your day. It could be just, taking 5 minutes to sit at your altar and meditate or reflect or just appreciate the beauty of the natural world,
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, I don't know, it's like having this little portal to nature right in your living space.
Totally. And it's something that you can return to over and over again and,
Yeah.
can just help to bring that energy into your daily life.
So, okay, so we're talking about, having this like dedicated space. Where do you even put this thing?
Right.
Where do you,
Where does it live?
yeah, like where does it live? And the article you shared talked about how like the location of your altar can really impact
It
the
does.
experience.
Yeah.
And, you don't want to just stick this in like a high traffic area.
Right. Yeah. No, you don't want it to be in a place where it's going to be constantly bumped or like you can't really focus.
Exactly. Like
Yeah.
it needs to be a space where you can actually like sit and be present.
A place that feels good and inviting and inspiring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's actually talk about some of the different placement options because
Yeah, let's go through those.
I think they're so interesting.
Yeah.
And I think they really speak to like, different personalities and different intentions,
Yeah.
like for someone who wants to create a really personal and intimate space, the bedroom seems like a really natural choice.
Yeah, I agree. The bedroom is a great option because it's where you start and end your day. So it's like you're bookending your day with this connection to nature,
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Bookending your day with nature.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And for a lot of people, the bedroom is their sanctuary. It's
Yeah.
where they go to relax and unwind. So having that nature altar in there can really enhance that feeling of tranquility.
Totally.
Yeah.
But then there are those who, maybe they want a more central location, like their living room or their dining room, where it can kind of be like a focal point,
Yeah.
almost like a piece of art.
Totally. And it can be something that sparks conversations, if you
Yeah.
have guests over, they might ask about it, and it can be a way to share your love of nature with others.
And then another option, and this is one that I personally love, is near a window.
Oh yeah, windows are great.
Because it just brings in
The natural light.
that natural light.
Yeah.
And you can really see the elements, like, changing throughout the day.
The way the light hits the objects on your altar is just magical.
It is.
You know, it can really bring it to life.
So it's almost like inviting the outdoors in.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, of course, for anyone who has outdoor space.
Oh, yeah.
Like a garden or a patio or a balcony.
The balcony, even.
An outdoor altar is
amazing.
Just like.
Yeah, you're like right there in it. You're immersed in it.
You're immersed in nature.
Yeah.
Now, here's where I think it gets really fun.
Okay.
Choosing the items for your altar.
Yes, this is the fun part.
Because
this is where you get to be creative.
This is where your creativity can really shine.
Totally.
And your intuition.
And your intuition.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the things you can include. Okay.
Let's talk about some of the different things that you can include on your altar. And, you know, maybe we could even like brainstorm some ideas for our listeners.
Totally.
Okay. Yeah. So,
okay.
Crystals and stones.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like those are
classic. What, the OGs?
That's for real.
The nature.
Yeah. They have so much energy.
I do.
Yeah.
And there's so many different.
So many to choose from.
Ones to choose from.
Yeah. And, you know, you can get really specific with the types of crystals that you choose based on their energetic properties.
Like, give us an example.
So, for example, if you're really into meditation, you might want to include amethyst on your altar because it's known for promoting tranquility and connecting to your intuition. Or if you're working on manifesting something, you might want to use clear quartz because it's believed to amplify energy and intentions.
And beyond like the traditional healing crystals, you could also include like stones that you've found. You know, oh, totally. Yeah. Like from your own adventures, you know, like maybe you have a special river rock that you found when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Or a piece of quartz that you found on a hike. Like, those are really special because they have a personal story attached to them.
Like each stone
has
like a story to tell.
It does. Feathers.
Yes.
So symbolic.
So symbolic, you know, feathers are often seen as symbols of freedom and air. And, you know, some people even believe that they're messages from the spiritual realm.
I love that.
Yeah. And, you know, finding a feather on a nature walk can feel like a really special gift, you know?
Yeah.
Like a sign from the universe.
Okay.
Yeah. And so putting that feather on your altar, it becomes more than just like a pretty object. It becomes like a reminder of that moment, of that connection, you know?
Okay. Leaves and flowers.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Bringing in.
So much life.
The life and color. And the beauty.
And I'm really drawn to the idea of using like dried leaves.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in autumn.
Yeah.
Because they symbolize like change and the cyclical nature of life.
It's a reminder that, you know, everything changes.
Yeah.
And there's beauty in every season, even when things are falling apart.
And you know what?
Yeah.
That's such a beautiful way to think about it.
Yeah.
It's not just about like the decorations. It's about like connecting to like deeper meanings.
Totally. Yeah. It's about making it meaningful for you.
And then for those who are drawn to the ocean.
Yes.
Shells and sand.
Oh, yeah.
Those are great additions.
Those are great additions. They bring in that sense of peace and vastness and, you know, the power of the elements.
It's like bringing a little piece of the coastline.
Totally.
Like right into your home.
Yeah. And you can almost like hear the waves crashing.
Yeah.
And feel the salty air on your skin just by looking at them, you know?
I love how all these elements we're talking about, it's like
connecting
to the different senses, you know?
Totally.
And speaking of senses.
Yes.
Candles and incense.
Oh.
Those can add so much
to the
ambiance.
They create a sense of warmth and light and aroma, which can really enhance the feeling of sacredness.
Yeah. And certain scents, like sandalwood or lavender, they can even promote like relaxation.
Totally.
A focus.
Yeah.
If you're using your altar for meditation, for example, photos, mementos.
Oh, yes.
Those are great ways to personalize your altar.
Yeah, you know, it could be a picture of a loved one, a spiritual figure, or even a place in nature that holds a special memory for you.
Yeah, it's all about making it your own.
It is.
And, you know, what I think is really important to emphasize here is that, you know, we're talking about like gathering all these items and arranging them on your altar. But it's not just about like placing them there.
Right. It's not just about the physical act of putting it down.
It's about being mindful.
About holding each item and reflecting on its significance before you place it on your altar.
Yeah.
You know, it's like having a conversation with each element, you know, asking it to share its wisdom and energy with you.
It's like you're giving thanks to that item
like art represents.
Being there
yeah.
on your...
And for what it's bringing to your space.
Altar.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's a really...
That's a lot
like, good. A place to maybe pause for a moment.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
Just in this initial like...
Yeah. It's a lot of information, but it's good stuff.
Overview.
It is good stuff.
So we've gathered all these amazing natural elements.
Yeah.
Right? We found the perfect spot in our homes.
Yeah.
Now how do we actually like put it all together?
Right.
How do we assemble the altar?
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny because when I first started making altars, I was so focused on like the aesthetics of it,
mm-hmm.
like how it looked, you know, and I would just like start arranging things and.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And I realized at some point that it just didn't feel quite right. Yeah. It lacked like a certain energy, a certain vibrancy. And I realized that I was missing a key step.
What was that?
Which was cleansing the space.
Oh.
Yeah, both physically and energetically.
Oh, so like cleansing it before you even start putting anything on it?
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Like, you know, when you clean your house before you have guests over,
yeah.
you want to make it like, you know, fresh and welcoming.
Right.
It's the same thing with your altar. You're inviting this like beautiful energy into this space.
Okay.
So you want to make sure it's like a clean and receptive environment.
Okay. So how would you go about cleansing the space, both physically and energetically?
Yeah. So physically, it can be as simple as just like dusting the surface, you know,
okay.
wiping it down, making sure it's free of clutter, you know, just creating a clean canvas.
Like a clean slate.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then energetically, there are a few different methods that you can use. Smudging is a really popular one.
I've heard of smudging.
Yeah. So smudging is basically you're using the smoke from dried herbs like sage to clear negative energy and create a sense of sacred space. So you basically light the end of a sage bundle, let it smolder, and then you can use your hand or a feather to kind of waft the smoke around the area that you want to cleanse.
So it's like you're using the smoke to like purify the space.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the scent of sage itself is very like grounding and cleansing.
Okay.
But if sage isn't your thing, you can also use incense essential oils or even sound to cleanse the space.
Oh, sound is interesting.
Yeah. So sound vibrations have a really powerful effect on energy.
Okay.
You can use singing bowl chimes or even just like clap your hands, you know, to kind of break up any stagnant energy.
So it's really about like finding what feels right for you.
Totally. Yeah. It's all about intention. You know, whatever method you choose, just approach it with intention.
Okay. So we've cleansed our space physically and energetically.
Okay.
We're ready to start arranging.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any tips on how to approach this? Because I think this is where people might get a little bit.
Yeah, it can be overwhelming because there's so many possibilities.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have a few tips. So one thing you might consider is creating a centerpiece.
Oh, like a focal point.
Yeah, like a focal point, something that draws the eye and kind of anchors the energy of the altar.
Okay.
So it could be a large crystal, a special statue, you know, a framed photograph.
Like a statement piece.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And then to add visual interest, think about incorporating levels.
Levels, okay.
Yeah, so you can use like boxes, books, decorative stands to create different heights so it doesn't look so flat.
Yeah,
you know?
Like one dimensional.
Yeah, exactly. And as you're arranging the items, pay attention to balance.
Okay.
You want to create a sense of harmony and visual flow. So, you know, if you have a larger object on one side, try balancing it with a few smaller items on the other.
Almost like a visual symphony.
Yeah, exactly. It's like creating a little art piece.
I love that.
And don't be afraid to experiment, you know, play around with different arrangements until you find one that feels right.
And also don't be afraid to like change it up.
Oh, totally.
It's not meant to be static.
It evolves. Yeah.
It's a living, breathing thing.
Yeah.
Just like nature, you know?
I love that.
Yeah. And speaking of change, one of the things I love most about nature altars is that they can reflect the changing seasons.
Yes.
You know, so you can incorporate like fresh spring flowers, vibrant autumn leaves.
Pine cones,
evergreen branches in the winter.
You know what's so funny? Because we're talking about like the physical assembly
yeah.
of the altar. But it's really about so much more.
It is so much more than just like arranging objects,
yeah.
you know? It's about intentionality and connection.
Yeah.
And creating a space that really nourishes your soul.
Yes. So we've talked about, you know, what a nature altar is, and we talked about how to create one.
Mm.
But now I want to like really dive into the why.
Yeah.
Like, what is the point of having this special space?
Right.
How do we actually use it to connect with nature?
Yeah.
And ourselves on a deeper level.
Yeah. That's the heart of it all, isn't it? It's not just about creating something that looks nice, you know?
Yeah. it's about creating something that feels alive, something that nourishes your spirit, you know?
Yeah.
And
it's like a bridge.
It is like a bridge.
Between the outer world of nature and your inner world.
Exactly. Yeah. And like any bridge, you know, it needs to be used to be meaningful.
So how do we actually use it?
Yeah. So it starts with intention.
Okay.
You know, before you even approach your altar, take a moment to center yourself and just ask yourself, like, what are you seeking from this connection? You know, are you looking for peace? Are you looking for inspiration, gratitude, clarity?
So it's like setting an intention before you meditate.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And once you've set that intention, you know, just allow yourself to be present with the elements that you've chosen.
Okay.
Observe them, you know, feel their textures, notice their colors breathe in their scents.
It's about like slowing down and really appreciating
the beauty. The
beauty of each item.
And the energy of each item.
And as you do this, you might find that, you know, certain items speak to you more strongly than others.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Some days you might be drawn to a certain stone, and other days it might be a feather or a flower, you know?
It's like they're whispering secrets to you.
Yeah, exactly. Pay attention to those whispers because they often hold really valuable insights and guidance, you know?
So it's a process of discovery.
It is.
Uncovering deeper layers of meaning within ourselves.
Within ourselves, yeah.
And the natural world.
And the natural world.
And remember,
yeah,
there are no right or wrong ways
oh.
to connect with your altar.
Exactly. It's a personal journey.
Yeah.
You know, some people might find solace in meditation. Some people might find it in prayer. And other people might find it in creative expression, like writing or drawing or even singing, you know.
So it's about finding what resonates with you.
Exactly.
And allows you to tap into that sense of connection.
Yeah. And just remember that your altar is a living, breathing thing. You know, it's meant to evolve along with you.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So as you grow and change, so too will your altar.
So don't be afraid to, you know, switch things up.
Mm-hmm.
Add new items, take things away.
Totally. Yeah.
You can even create an entirely new altar.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If that feels right.
Trust your intuition and just allow your altar to be a reflection of your ever-evolving connection to nature.
And I think one of the most beautiful things about this is that there's no finish line.
Right.
You know, it's an ongoing journey of discovery.
It is. It's a lifelong exploration, you know, of the interconnectedness between ourselves and the natural world.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that we are nature and nature is within us, you know.
Such a powerful thought.
Yeah.
Well, as we wrap up this deep dive into nature altars, I hope you feel inspired to create your own. You know, it doesn't have to be complicated or elaborate. It can be as simple as a single stone or feather on your bedside table. The most important thing is the intention you bring to it and the connection you cultivate with the nature.
And as you continue on this journey, I have one final question for you to ponder. What single natural element speaks to you most deeply? And how will you incorporate it into your own nature altar?